Blog Talk Radio.
Over the last few months, as we've resurrected the Align for Life podcast series for the new school year, and looking back even to last year, we have had the opportunity to talk to several of the counselors at St. Vider High School about different aspects of the work that they do and the important role they play in the students' lives. And we're going to continue with that today because there were some topics that came up in those first few discussions that I think warrant a little further review, and that's our goal for today. Hi, everybody. This is Jim Mitchell. Pleased to be back with you again on another conversation. And today I'll be joined by St. Vider High School counselor T.J. King, and we're going to talk about some of the aspects beyond just the academic work that the counselors do, and there's a lot of important content here. So, TJ, first of all, thanks for taking the time out of the school day to visit with me. I appreciate you being here today.
Jim, my pleasure. I really appreciate this opportunity to delve into what my day-to-day looks like here at school.
Yeah, and I think that's a great launching point for us because many people, I think, when they talk about the counselors, they think of the academic work, the academic focus on helping kids with, you know, building their schedules and getting through what they need to do to meet their requirements. But I think we're going to learn today the counseling staff does a lot more than just assist with academic pursuits. Tell me a little bit about the different areas that you touch on.
Yeah, so, Jim, as school counselors, we really deal and work with students and families in three different domains. One being the academic that you spoke of already, but also in social, emotional, and college and career areas. So, you know, as an example, with social, emotional issues, certainly we all know that on a daily basis our students are struggling with different social and also emotional issues while they're here in the building. Anything from issues with peers, all the way to serious issues with depression and anxiety that might warrant hospitalizations and further treatment. We play a big role in working with our students to help them overcome those obstacles. And additionally, we'll work with our students not just on the college piece of how do I apply and cross all those T's and dot those I's, but exploring ideas of what am I interested in studying, you know, through our software program, Naviance, where students can take career interests, inventories, personality surveys, and make connections between those things and what do they want to do with the rest of their life. So our goal is absolutely, certainly for our students to have a positive academic experience here, but we also want them to be prepared emotionally and socially for their college experience and life after that too.
And I want to talk about that evolution, and let's just go back to one of the things that I think one of your peers shared with us in a previous conversation. How is the counseling department structured now in terms of the students you work with? Is it a certain grade, or how do you gather your group of students that you're going to be working with each year?
Yeah, so this year we have a new structure. The four school counselors, we all have a certain part of the alphabet. So based on students' last names, we have a group of students. And what I like about this setup, this alpha breakdown of our caseloads, is that as school counselors, we get to see the whole picture, right? So I have some freshmen, some sophomores, some juniors and seniors, and all of those students are at different stages of their high school experience. You know, you're working with the freshmen on transitioning to high school, and you're working with those seniors on creating plans for the next step of their education. So it's nice to have a little piece of each puzzle, and you get a good feel for the school community overall.
And you obviously have been a part of the counseling department there for several years. You're an alum as well. You mentioned the social aspects and the different things that students encounter. Are you starting to see now that those issues evolve from when they're a freshman to when they're a senior, and some of the social and perhaps anxiety and stress factors are different over those 4 years?
Yeah, absolutely, Jim. You know, I think You could have some typical issues at each grade level. So, for example, as I talked about, one thing that that freshmen really struggle with can be finding their place, right? So we have a group of students coming from a wide variety of middle schools, and everybody's here trying to not only transition to the academic piece of high school, but also finding their group, getting involved in different things, and finding their place here. So that transition is not only an academic one, but also a social one. So I think you have some of those typical, stages as you go through high school. But also, mixed in with those year-to-year typical things, you have different crisis moments that come up, or things that happen within your family or in different relationships that might cause added stress or anxiety. So we certainly spend a lot of time working with students on those as well.
Would I be right to state that in recent years, the role of counselors and schools in general, there's been a greater awareness concerning mental health and some of the aspects of mental health concerns regarding, 13, 14, 15, 16-year-olds?
Absolutely. I think there's been this great transition in our professional field away from what some people might view as the, just academic focus school counselor, to addressing the whole student. And a big part of that is addressing these social emotional issues that teenagers and high school students regularly deal with. We see a lot of students struggling with stress and anxiety and depression and finding balance and this pursuit of perfectionism and being afraid to fail or feel uncomfortable. And these are all things that get in the way of high school students finding success academically or even chasing their professional or further education dreams. So I think as that awareness has grown, so has the programs and support that's provided to students within schools.
We're talking with TJ King today on the Align for Life podcast, one of the counselors at St. Vitus High School, and taking a look at one of the different aspects of the counseling services available at the school. And certainly on the website, you can go back and listen to some of the other podcasts we've done with other members of the counseling services group and others as well. They're always available for you to download and listen to. And this is one I think we certainly want to make sure people share. And I want to follow up on that sort of mental health, mental wellness theme. TJ, you've got probably a couple hundred students you're going to see throughout the year. And naturally, I'm sure you don't get as much time with each as you would like. But when it comes to making sure those students are healthy and not only achieving, but let's face it, high school should be a fun time too. They should be enjoying themselves. Are there things that parents and teachers really should be watching for with students because they see them more often? Are there certain signs that might alert them to their fact that there could be an issue going on?
Absolutely, Jim. I mean, just as you know and I know, everybody has bad days from time to time. But one thing that's really important for parents and teachers and coaches and support staff here at school to look out for is when those bad days start to add up for a student, right? So certainly all of us have had those days where we're stressed out or we're feeling negative or down. But when things can start to get really concerning is when you have a pattern of that mood or uncharacteristic feelings for a student. So it's when those days start to add up and maybe turn into a week or 2 weeks, that's when I think we should really be concerned and start to consider maybe some additional outside support, maybe through some individual counseling or support groups and things like that. But for day-to-day things, for parents to look out for would be, your son or daughter isolating themselves, maybe not wanting to go to school or having attendance issues. One big thing that all schools see is students who have stomach issues, right? And mm-hmm. students might end up going to a lot of different doctors trying to figure out what's going on with their stomach. When reality, you know, in some circumstances, a lot of those stomach issues can be caused by anxiety. So keeping your mind open to other things that could be causing illnesses. Other things to look out for would be a drop in grades, a lack of interest in sports or activities that they're normally very interested in doing, avoiding school, avoiding social situations, or being overly emotional or emotional out of the ordinary or not in character with what their student or son or daughter typically is. And one thing I always tell parents is, look, you know your students best. You know your son and daughter best. If your gut is telling you that something's wrong, that's a really good time to address it and not push it under the rug or dismiss it as just another bad day. So when you have those gut feelings that something's off, always a good idea to address it.
And is it good for parents to potentially reach out to counselors, or do you reach out to parents if either one of you are seeing signs you need to work together in situations like this?
Absolutely. You know, I think communication is key. Certainly whenever we see things here at school, whether a counselor notices something or a teacher informs us of something that they're seeing in the classroom, we think it's really important that that message gets home to mom and dad. But vice versa, if you're noticing things at home that are concerning you, because Jim, like you said earlier, parents get to see their kids every day. Unfortunately, because of the size of our caseload, that's just not something that's possible for the counselors here at St. Vider. So anytime you have information that can be shared with us, I think that's a really great thing. Shoot us an email, give us a call so that we can watch for it here at school, or we can also be partners with you to give you options for appropriate next steps.
And, you know, we've just got a couple minutes left here, but before I let you go, a couple things I want to squeeze in. One would be just dealing with the stress. Are there certain tools or techniques that students can use to try and minimize the stress or manage it, at least as they're going through some of these, you know, fairly stressful parts of their lives?
Absolutely. So, you know, for me, managing this time in their life, you know, it's all about time management. It's about communication. It's about reflection and decision making. Students want to be involved in a lot of different things, and certainly that's what high school is all about, is exploring different things, finding your interests and your passions. One thing that I find a lot of high school students, especially our underclassmen, struggle with is communicating with either adults or moderators or coaches or parents when they start to feel overwhelmed and stressed. And I think the more we can teach these, you know, younger high school students how to communicate so that all of the different things they're involved in, those coaches and teachers and your parents know that you're involved in other things, and at certain times, different things take priority. So I think communication is key, but also reflection. You know, I really encourage students at the end of each academic year to think about their year. Think about the classes that they were in, the activities they were part of, and were they spread too thin or not? And then to make decisions moving forward that can put them in a better place. Besides that decision-making and reflection process, which I think is really important, you know, there's tons of different strategies that you can do to manage stress. You know, keeping weekly and monthly calendars. Just doing what you're interested in. Find those passions that help you relax. Maybe that's music. Maybe that's exercise. Maybe that's reading or just taking some time for yourself to maybe meditate or do yoga or find those things that help help you relax and calm down. So those are just some specific strategies that I always suggest.
Well, very great insight today from T.J. King at St. Vire High School. And T.J., I want to thank you for being with us. And I know we could talk at length and spend a lot more time on a topic like this. So I encourage parents to check stvire.com, check the website for more information about things of this nature and follow up with counselors where necessary. T.J., thanks for being with us. To everyone listening, thank you for being a part of this conversation. And we look forward to sharing another Lion for Life podcast with you soon. Thanks for being here.